This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There were some smiles in the courtroom today as jurors in the marathon bombing trial heard from Joseph Reynolds, the stepfather of MIT officer Sean Collier. Reynolds said that even as a kid, Collier played the policeman while his brother played the bad guy. The smiles then turned to tears as Reynolds described how he and his wife, Collier's mother, found their son, quote, shot to pieces at Massachusetts General Hospital. WBUR's Jack Lepiars is at the Moakley Federal Courthouse and joins us now. Hello again, Jack.
Hi, Meghna.
So we'll talk a little bit more about what Joseph Reynolds said today, but just as you were leaving the courtroom to talk to us, I understand that there was testimony going on about Lingzi Liu, one of the other people who died during the bombings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been hearing from Jinyan Zhao. She is the aunt of Lingzi Liu and was doing a lot of the same thing that Sean Collier's stepfather did, and that is telling the jury these sort of cute stories about Liu. She was telling the jury about how much Liu enjoyed American holidays like Thanksgiving, and Liu would often go down to Zhao's home in Rhode Island, where she loved eating turkey, she loved eating pumpkin pie. She told the jury one story about how Liu was just eating the entire pie piece by piece, and she remember sitting there thinking, okay, is she going to eat the entire pie here? And then, as a matter of fact, she did eat the entire pie. But, like as it was the case earlier in the day, that became a very sobering interview as prosecutors brought up a video of Lingzi Liu's father speaking at a Boston University memorial event just after she was killed, and her father essentially delivering her eulogy to a group of mourners, calling her the family's Shirley Temple, their jolly little elf.
So we mentioned Joseph Reynolds, stepfather of MIT officer Sean Collier. What else did he say today?
Well, he talked about how Sean Collier wanted to be a cop from a very young age. You mentioned the story about how he would police his siblings. He also talked about how Collier, as a child, when he saw that police had pulled someone over on the side of the road, he would start singing the theme song to Cops, the Bad Boys song. But then he gave very, very sobering testimony about what it's been like for the family over the last 2 years. Collier's mother especially took months for her to be able to get out of bed. She hasn't been able to return to work. Now 2 years later, she's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And in fact, this past weekend was the two-year anniversary of Collier's shooting. He said that she spent the entire week crying.
Now, this testimony from family members serves as, a very interesting counterpoint to something else that jurors saw today, and that is a video of Jahar Tsarnaev. Yesterday there was a still shown from that video, but today we saw more of the actual video itself. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, the video was actually introduced by the defense, and the video it's a group of videos in all seriousness. So it's a group of 30-second videos of Tsarnaev when he's first brought into the courthouse jail cell for the day of his arraignment. This is July 2013. And you can see him sort of walk around the jail cell by himself. He's not really going anywhere. And then he notices the camera up in the top right corner, and you see him sort of adjust his hair at first. He walks around a little more, and then he actually gets up onto the bench, looks right into the camera, and you can see him adjusting his hair like he's using it as a mirror. And then he flashes a V, two-finger V symbol. You might know it as the peace symbol. And then it's very fleeting, a very quick middle finger, and he gets down.
Now, you said the defense wanted this video shown. Why?
Well, the implication from them is that he's looking into this mirror as he's looking into the camera as a mirror. Essentially, he's giving the middle finger to himself. He's just goofing off, flipping this V symbol, and then giving the middle finger, and they made sure to point out that, you know, he was in that cell for a good chunk of time. There was nothing to show that he was angry, nothing to show that he was upset, nothing to show that he had been mistreated and was retaliating, trying to get the attention of U.S. Marshals watching this feed. So essentially trying to discredit the prosecution's claim that this was Jahar Tsarnaev essentially giving the middle finger to America, that this showed how unrepentant and untouched he was by the crime that he's committed.
WBUR's Jack Lepiars reporting to us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in South Boston. Thank you as always, Jack.
You're welcome.
Well, coming up, the jurors in the Tsarnaev trial are taking a look at whether or not Jahar Tsarnaev deserves a death penalty, and they're doing so in a secular court. But we'll ask local leaders from communities of faith how they're struggling with this question. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.